I gather, he continued, that Mr. Zachariah has already befriended you. I drew myself up. He's been a bit presumptuous. These sailors, the captain said lazily, they have no natural tenderness. They must be instructed. He studied me a while. How old are you, Miss Doyle?
13, sir.
And your father, I understand, is an officer of the company that owns this ship?
Yes, sir.
He smiled. Then, you see, I have even more reason to make sure your time with us is as comfortable as possible. I shall want a good report from you.
Oh, sir, I exclaimed enthusiastically. I'm sure I'll not be stinting in my praise. You seem so...
Yes?
You remind me of my father, I said, blushing yet again.
High praise, which I hope to deserve, he cried, with such obvious pleasure that I could not help but be gratified. Then he set down his teacup and leaned forward. Miss Doyle, forgive my rough tongue, but since we are to be friends, we are already friends, are we not?
I would very much like that, sir.
And you said I remind you of your esteemed father.
You do, sir.
Then may I be frank with you?
If you wish, sir, I returned, flattered anew.
A ship, Miss Doyle, I will be the first to admit, is not the most wholesome place for a refined young lady like yourself. And a captain has not the easiest of tasks, considering the nature of the crew he must command. They are godless men, I fear. Sailors often are. There will be moments, he continued, when I will appear harsh to you. Believe me, if I could with kindness encourage the men to achieve their tasks, I would do it. Alas, I would gain no respect. They don't understand kindness. Instead, they see it as weakness. Instead, they demand a strong hand, a touch of the whip, like dumb beasts who require a little bullying. I must do what is best for the ship, the company, which is to say your father, and for them. I'm a punctilious man, Miss Doyle. Without order, there is chaos. Chaos on shipboard is sailing without a rudder. As for danger, he gestured toward the iron safe. Do you see that cabinet?
I nodded.
A rack of muskets, all loaded, but locked, the key secured. You have my word, Miss Doyle. There are no other guns aboard but mine.
I'm very glad, sir, I replied with a shiver.
And so you and I, Miss Doyle, shall understand one another, shall we not?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm sure, sir.
You do my heart good, he cried. And you have permission to come to me if you're troubled in any way, Miss Doyle. If something frightens you, or if perhaps you become, how shall I say, apprehensive. If you hear rumors among the men, this crew, like all crews, grumbles and complains. You go to school? He asked suddenly. I nodded. And though you love it, and love your mistresses, I'm sure, even you and your companions have critical things to say.
I'm afraid so.
It's much the same here, Miss Doyle. All friends, but a few grumbles, too. In fact, I shall ask you to help me. You can be my eyes and ears among the men, Miss Doyle. May I depend on you for that?
I'll try, sir.
If you ever see something like this. From the Bible, he withdrew a paper. On it was a drawing of two circles, one within the other, and with what looked like signatures in the space between. I looked at it blankly. A round robin, he said. The men sign it this way, so no name shall appear on top or bottom. How typical of them not to accept responsibility for their own wayward actions. It's a kind of pact.
I don't understand.
Miss Doyle, those who sign such a thing, a round robin, mean to make dangerous trouble. For me. And you. If ever you see one about the ship, you must tell me immediately. It might save our lives.